Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to blogtalkradio.com's Church Lady Now. And this is Come Holy Spirit Series Part 34. I am Brother Grant, and today's teaching is, it is time for a spiritual checkup. That means, is it your time for a spiritual checkup? Now, Church Lady Now is an exciting new approach to presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as I said, I'm Brother Grant, and I am excited to tell you about Church Lady Ministry. Our goal is to teach you how to live a successful Christian life through biblical application. Our program is designed to help us learn the Word of God, to understand what we've learned, and to apply the Word to our daily living. Now, application is the key word here. We want to apply it to our daily living. We only do two things. We teach the Word of God and we serve the less fortunate. And we broadcast every Wednesday evening right here on blogtalkradio.com at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. Today we're going to look at our spiritual condition. It is time for a spiritual checkup. And this year we are on a path to know God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who He is, and the role He wants to play in our lives today. This is our 34th teaching in our series, Come, Holy Spirit. We are teaching on the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. Now, the Trinity is the Christian Godhead theory, which is there is one God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has a divine function, and He works in harmony with God, the Father, and Jesus, the Son of God. The Godhead theory is very familiar to our own human identity theory. That is, my name is Artis Grant Jr., and I'm the son of Artis Grant Sr., the father of Aaron and John Grant, and the son of Maddie Grant. So what I've said, in order to break this down to the level of the Trinity theory, I want it to make sense. So at the same time, I am a junior, a father, and a son. Likewise, God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So I hope this little analogy helps to clarify the Godhead theory for those of you who are not familiar with the term. Now, do you know that God sent His Holy Spirit to carry on the work of Jesus Christ? And that carry on is in me and you. This is all a setup because right now you and I have everything we need to be saved and live in victory. And here at Church Lady Ministries, our goal is to provide Bible training that will help us all live in victory. Can you use a little more victory in your life? We are here to support you in obtaining your victory for your life. Now, our ministry, we've been teaching on blogtalkradio.com since 2013, and currently we have 103 published episodes or teachings available for your listening and learning. And in order for you to reach those, all you have to do to get to our past teachings is go to blogtalkradio.com, and they are available on demand. That means you can listen to our programs at any time, and we're available at blogtalkradio.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Once you go to blogtalkradio.com, in the search box, you put in Church Lady Now, and that will bring up our library of programs. The Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax-exempt 501c3 ministry. That means all donations to Church Lady Ministries are tax-deductible, and you can partner with us to share the good news of the gospel and help the less fortunate. Our ministry is good soil to sow your financial seeds of giving to support the teaching of the gospel and to serve the less fortunate. Now, our little background information is we're not a lady ministry, as the name implies. Artist Oliver, the church lady, has been involved in street ministry to the homeless populations in Tacoma and Seattle, Washington for many years, as well as an international evangelist in Russia, Africa, and Korea. The name church lady was given to minister artists by the homeless people to whom she ministered. They couldn't remember her name, so they just started calling her church lady, and thus we have church lady ministries. We do two things. We teach the Bible and serve the less fortunate. That means homeless men, women, and children. The Church Lady Ministries is called to present the good news because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives, and the opening of prison to those who are bound. Now, the Church Lady is one of the Northwest's leading anointed practical Bible teachers and an international evangelist with a call to help people to be restored through Jesus Christ. She loves God, and she loves to see people have their lives changed for the better through a personal relationship with Christ. The Church Lady teaches on a number of Bible topics. She focuses on helping you to know God for yourself, which will result in your transformation. You must get to know God for yourself in order to transform. But she uses her 20 years of experience in live dramatic productions to bring the Word of God alive in her lively illustrated messages, Bible classes, workshops, and retreats. Now, our mission, as I said, is to serve the less fortunate, and the ministry is under the Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 commission, which is, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. He has called us to preach the gospel, to heal, to proclaim liberty to captives, and to set those in prison free, with a focus on spiritual and emotional healing." Minister Artist Oliver, which is also the Church Lady, earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. In addition, she has traveled with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. Now, across your computer screen, if you are using a computer, you will see inspirational clip art, as well as our ministry contact information. And so we invite you to become a Church Lady Ministries partner. And you can partner with us to serve the less fortunate. And just for $9.99 a month, you can become a partner, which is a great opportunity for you to help us to share the good news of Jesus Christ and to serve the less fortunate. To become a ministry partner, you can call us today to enroll. You can reach us at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific Time, and we will send you our ministry partner package. Church Lady Ministries is a Spirit-filled ministry, which means we operate in the power and the fruit of the Holy Spirit for the purpose of Bible teaching and to serve the less fortunate. And so, it is now time for me to introduce and call upon the Church Lady.
Well, hey, Brother Green, how are you doing today?
I am doing great.
That is wonderful. How's the weather down there in lovely Los Angeles?
Oh, it was warm today, 90 degrees.
Oh, man, send some of that this way.
All right, we'd be happy to.
It's 55 and raining.
Oh, well, let's hear about the Lord.
Okay, well, hello, everybody. How are you doing today? I am excited. First, I want to thank you for taking time out to listen to our program, and want to share with you that Church Lady Ministries is a Spirit-filled ministry, and we do two things. We teach the Bible, and we serve. And it is our honor to have the opportunity to teach you today. This is going to be a good word. This word is so good that it ministered to me, and it caused me to do a self-examination, and I think I'm a better person. I'm a better Christian because of that. And so this evening, I invite you to enjoy the journey. Enjoy the opportunity to participate in self-examination. It is my prayer that this teaching will help you to look at where you are spiritually and to make a decision to get a little bit closer to the light. Today, our topic is spiritual checkup. It is time to evaluate our Christian walk. Many of us do not look forward to getting a physical examination. When we have an examination, the doctor's office usually has us complete a questionnaire, and then they ask us a bunch of questions, and sometimes it seems like the doctor may not know what they're doing because they ask so many questions, and they don't always have immediate answers. And if they suspect that there is a problem, they run all kinds of tests, some of which hurt, as they try to determine the problem. This is very similar to what we're going to be doing today. We're going to take a spiritual examination. This is totally biblical. In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 5, the Apostle Paul is talking to Christians about examining themselves. Why? His main concern was helping the believers to get to right behavior. Right behavior is the behavior that pleases God, not behavior that pleases man. Now, the outcome of today's teaching is that we all will come into greater light. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." That's John 8:12. Beloved, it is time for us all to come closer to the light of Jesus Christ. Today, we invite you in joining us in evaluating our respective Christian walks in order that we may make choices that will get us closer to the light of Christ. Conducting a spiritual evaluation is totally biblical. Here are some scriptures related to self-examination. 1, let us examine and probe our ways and let us return to the Lord. Lamentations 3:40. 2, now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much, but harvest little. You eat, but there's not enough to be satisfied. You drink, but there's not enough to become drunk. You put on clothing, but no one is warm enough. And he earns wages to put into his purse with holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. We're talking about self-examination and that it is totally biblical. And right now I'm presenting to you the scripture foundation so that we can move into the examination process. The third scripture that I want to share with you is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 27 through 31. The scripture says, therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks from the cup in an unworthy manner will be held responsible for the Lord's body and blood. We're looking at scriptures that talk about self-examination. The fourth scripture is, since you are seeking for proof of the Christ who speaks in me and who is not weak towards you, but mighty in you, for indeed he was crucified because of weakness, yet he lives because of the power of God. For we also are weak in him, yet we live with him because of the power of God directed toward you. Test yourselves to see if you are in faith. Examine yourselves. or do you not recognize this about yourself? That Jesus Christ is in you unless you fail the test. 2 Corinthians 13, 3-5. The fifth examination scripture is, but each one must examine his own work, and then he will have reason for boasting in regard to himself alone and not in regard to another. Galatians 6:4. The sixth scripture is, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. 1 Corinthians 11:28. And then finally, the seventh scripture. Test yourselves to see if you are in faith. Examine yourself. Or do you not recognize this about yourself, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail the test? The light is in us. Now, we've just looked at seven scriptures that say, examine yourself. The Bible tells us that we are to examine ourselves to determine if we're really Christians. Well, those of us here today, we are Christians. We're really Christians. We're saved. We trust God. And we're walking with Him. Our walk, however, is a progressive walk. And the examination is a tool to help us to view our walk, our relationship with God, and to come a little higher. Okay, let's take the examination. We have 10 questions. First, we will read to you the question number. Then we will give you the subject heading, a brief explanation, and then the question. Question number one of the examination is in regard to reading the Bible daily. In order for us to know God for ourselves, we must read His Word. Do we make it a practice to read the Bible daily? Question number two, the subject is prayer. Prayer is a pillar of the Christian faith. The Bible tells us to pray for those in authority, to pray for one another, and to pray for our enemies. Are we doing all three? Question number three, the subject is sharing the gospel. We know that there are many who have not accepted Jesus Christ as Lord. Have we shared our faith with anyone lately? Question number four. The subject is fighting sin in our lives. Walking in victory over sin is a sign of spiritual growth. What areas of our lives are we experiencing victory over sin? Okay, we're halfway through the self-examination. We've looked at reading the Bible daily, praying daily, sharing the gospel, and fighting sin in our lives. Now, in the second half of the examination, question number five, the subject is memorize scripture. The Bible tells us that thy treasure I have hidden in my heart. What Bible scriptures have we hidden in our hearts? Question number six. The subject is serving God. When we mature in Christ, one of the outcomes is supporting the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. How are we serving God? Question number seven. The subject is fruit of the Spirit. Now, as a mature Christian, in our spiritual walk, we are to bear fruit. Now, the fruit is God's love, joy, patience, kindness. Fruit is developed in us by the Holy Spirit. The question is, are we bearing any or all of his fruit? Question number 8. We're still taking the examination, and we have 2 more questions to go after this. Question number 8. The subject is making disciples. As Christians, it is our responsibility to point others in the direction of Christ, to lead others to Christ, to take others to Christ. Have we impacted another person's life and walk with God by our example or influence? Question number 9. The subject is spread the gospel. We have been given a commission called the Great Commission, which is to go and to make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Have we supported the spread of the gospel through prayer, giving of our finances, participating on missions trips or sponsoring missions trips or sponsoring missionaries? Have we contributed to and volunteered to serve those who are less fortunate? And lastly, question number 10. And the subject is, how would those close to you evaluate your spiritual condition? This is a tough one. Think about someone who is close to you, someone who really knows you, like a best friend, mate, sister, brother, mother, father. How would they answer these assessment questions in regard to us? Wow. Okay, let's take a deep breath. Remember, this is a checkup. Our outcome is to identify where we can do better, where we can come into greater light. There may be some areas in our lives where we are missing the mark. The truth is, we are not supposed to walk in envy, strife, and division. We are supposed to walk in holiness and power. But there's a spiritual weakness in the body of Christ. The truth is, what is wrong in the body of Christ is what is wrong with us. When we have a sore or a tender spot, that means that something is most likely wrong. As we go through this process, if you feel a tender spot, that means that there's an opportunity to come into greater light. From the beginning of this teaching until now, the Holy Spirit has been shining a spotlight on the areas that we can grow. Please, do not dismiss his urging. This is an examination before the Lord, not men. We have been given the guidelines for living, which are found in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. And the guidelines are, you shall have no other gods before me. You shall make no idols. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Keep the Sabbath day holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not covet. You shall not bear witness, false witness, against your neighbor. Okay, I know we all are familiar with the Ten Commandments. But let's break it down into language that hits close to home. Are you ready? Thou shalt not speak evil of anyone. Thou shalt not want what belongs to somebody else. Thou shalt not stir up desires that are unclean for the body. Thou shalt not have a bad temper. Thou shalt not destroy another person. Confidence. thou shalt forgive others. Thou shalt not be greedy. Thou shalt not overindulge in the natural appetite. Thou shalt be responsible. Thou shalt guard thy mouth. We're all on a journey. And now it is time for us to look at where we are on the journey in order to come into greater light. We do this by taking the time to ask the questions of ourselves and to allow the Holy Spirit to shine a light on the areas we can grow. When He, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, shows us areas where we can grow, it is up to us to confess, admit it to God, and make a decision to improve. Make a decision to repent. That means to go the other way, if that's appropriate. The bottom line is that we've got to make a commitment to ourselves to do better. And when we do that, we can ask the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, to come alongside us, and He will help us to do better. Now, how do we do that? We say, Holy Spirit, I submit myself to You. We ask God to guide us. And when we've got the word in us, that word will come up to minister to us, to guide us. Today we're talking about a self-examination. We're talking about looking at where we are so that we can come into greater light. It's biblical to examine ourselves. It's biblical to examine ourselves. In closing, so how do we get into greater light? So we've looked at all this stuff, and yeah, there are some areas that we can improve. So how do we get there? Today we've been instructed, by God's word to examine ourselves. So we know that the Bible says examine ourselves. So we've got to make up our mind, we're going to do this thing. That means that we're going to take a personal inventory and we're going to look at what's motivating us and how we live and if our lives bring glory to God. For example, I may want to look at how I dress, for example, and ask myself, is what I am wearing bringing glory to God? Or I may want to look at my conversation. And again, ask myself, is what I am saying bringing glory to God? Or better yet, I could look at my behavior as I go through my day. And I can ask myself, is my behavior bringing glory to God? Now, as we make a decision to enter into greater light, that means that darkness will start to diminish. That means that there'll be more Holy Spirit in us and less flesh, more Spirit of God and less natural man. We grow spiritually. And as we grow spiritually, we develop healthy spiritual habits. When we're not growing spiritually, we have some unhealthy habits or behavior that are visible. Some of those unhealthy natural behaviors include pride, greed, envy, anger, lust, and and gluttony. Those are unhealthy behaviors. Now, to obtain greater light, to obtain healthy spiritual behaviors, we have to make a decision that we're going to live God's way. That is, it's not my will, but thy will be done. Thy will be done. We have the Holy Spirit. When Jesus left, he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you as an orphan. I will send to you the promise of the Father. And the promise of the Father is the Holy Spirit. And he is here to help us in studying the Word, teaching us how to pray, helping us to get to the place where we're living in greater light. God sent his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to teach us, lead us, and guide us into all truth. Guide us into all truth. Maya Angelou says that when we know better, we do better. Beloved, today we know better. And I invite you to join me in doing better. Let's do better. Let's come into greater light, so that our lives will be the ministry tool that brings glory to God. In closing, to apply today's teaching, please consider the following. Let us examine ourselves and probe our ways and return to God. There are 75 Bible scriptures about spiritual growth. And I invite you to Google the question, what does the Bible say about spiritual growth? And when you do that, you're going to get a list of 75 scriptures about spiritual growth. I want you to print that document and then look up each scripture and read it. Read it. And when you do that, you're on the path to greater light, because the Holy Spirit is looking over the Word of God. And he will reveal to us those things that we are ready to receive spiritually. And he's a gentleman. He will gently urge us and walk us through the process to enter into greater light. Greater light is here today. This concludes our teaching on It's Time for a Spiritual Checkup. It is our prayer that this teaching has provided you the opportunity to assess your Christian walk and propel you into greater light. I can share with you that in preparing this lesson this week, I had an opportunity to do my own assessment. And based on that assessment, the Holy Spirit has shared with me some areas where I can come into greater light. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited about being free. I'm excited about being a vessel that God can use to bring other people into greater light. It is my prayer that you move forward. It is our prayer here at Church Lady Ministries that you move forward into greater light. Amen? Well, before we say goodbye, we want to turn you back over to Brother Grant, who will be concluding the program today. Brother Grant?
Yes, that was one wonderful presentation and teaching today. There are 75 scriptures on spiritual growth. So before we say goodbye, we want to bless you with our perpetual prayer for each of our listeners. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. This year, we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is, and the role he wants to play in our lives today. This is our 34th teaching in the series on titles, Come Holy Spirit. Now, you can contact us, as I've earlier said, by using our phone number at 253-472-6213. You can also follow us on social media, and you can like us. Now, our social media contact information is, our Facebook pages are Artist Oliver Church Lady or Church Lady Ministries. Inbox message, like, and follow us. Blog Talk Radio, the program name is Church Lady Now, and you can follow us. Also, you can also email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. Thank you for joining Church Lady Now, and please join us next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. because we're on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is, and the role he wants to play in our lives today. So remember, if you want to become a ministry partner, you can contact us at area code 253-472-6213 for more information, because our goal is to help you live a successful and victorious Christian life. To obtain more information on our ministry happenings, you can visit us on our Facebook pages under Church Lady Ministries or Artist Oliver Church Lady. And, as I said, we will be here next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time for Church Lady Now. So, again, thank you for joining Church Lady Now, and this is Brother Grant saying, have a blessed day.
Happy day, when Jesus walked.